Hey, welcome to the launch of Why Not You. I am your host, Derek Wells. Most of my friends call me D. Wells, so you could do the same. Listen, I'm excited about this opportunity to be sharing with you all. This is a project that has taken some time to develop, and I totally had to remove myself out of the way and just trust in Jesus just to make this all possible. And one thing I've learned is that anytime you're doing anything for the Lord, you can't operate or function or do anything within your own power. You have to totally rely on him to make it happen. So here we are. Hey, a little about myself. I live in the Sacramento area with my beautiful wife. We have a lovely blended family. In mine, we have three kids. I have a daughter. She has two boys. My daughter, who I call Polka, is down in San Diego working on her doctorate in nutrition. Y'all will hear from her in the podcast. Absolutely. For sure. And the two boys are in high school. Currently working in law enforcement, which is a cool career, has provided me with a lot of opportunity to meet some good people. And man, doors have just opened up for me. I've been blessed to be in a position where I can utilize my gifts and talents. This profession has taught me a lot about leadership, developing resources, and just being a person who can add value to others. Outside of work, man, I worked with youth since the mid-90s as a youth leader at church. While working as a youth leader, I met one of my good friends to this day, who just happens to be one of my frat brothers. And we've connected and started a nonprofit called ACE, Attitude, Commitment, and Excellence, working with male youth in the Sacramento area. You know, we've mentored and helped them navigate life and has assisted them to become responsible young men while exposing them to different professions and trades. We were involved in their lives on a personal level. And we've experienced hardships and struggles while walking alongside these young men and witnessing strongholds that were broken and relationships that were restored. It was surreal and profound. And you know, it's funny how God works. You know, you see a miracle after miracle and people's lives are changing. And all this work with all the kids is just preparing you for the next phase, or preparing me for the next phase. So I'm just wondering, like, what does God have in store for me next? You know, the feeling, you know, you're just so anxious, like your life is just about to change and something surreal is just about, it's gonna happen. In 2014, I felt like I had like this heavy weight on my shoulders to go back to school. Not just to go to a traditional school, but a school of significance to me. And that was a Bible institution. So I'm online checking out schools, programs, meeting staff, and finally committed to one school. I identified program that I was really excited about, and it was at Fuller Theological Seminary. And so I started off in the Master's of Divinity program with emphasis in youth and culture, and just halfway through I changed it to intercultural studies. And this was probably the best move ever. The interfaith dialogue that I had with different faiths and exposure gave me different perspectives on life through their lenses. And even though our social makeup and backgrounds are different, we were all created for a specific purpose, not just to exist. Just existing is boring. What I've experienced at Fuller Theological illuminated my mind and my thinking. And the things that were revealed to me let me know that God operates in ways you could never imagine. You know, those times and lessons learned defined me, because I discovered my calling. I just didn't know how it would look or play out. But once I finished the program in 2019, the ideas and dreams and desires, passions I had were good to have, but what were my motives? Who was going to benefit? Or was it for personal growth and developing a relationship with God so I could help others? The things I had to ask myself and reflect on, the impact of reflecting, being vulnerable and being able to discern when God speaks is special and scary at the same time, because you just don't know what's going to happen. You just have to trust and hold on and operate in God's power. The things that are put on your heart to do can only be accomplished with God's involvement. And sometimes those things on your heart might not manifest because God might move you in a different direction, right? So it taught me about perseverance, attitude, consistency, and faith, and just being willing to serve. But one thing I definitely know is never too late to achieve your goals and finish what you start. So my job is to be used in a way that aligns with my calling, gifts, and talents, and share a message of hope that can inspire, motivate you to move and trust that you're not alone in this journey so you can become the best version of you. This is how Why Not You became. It's to spread an inspiring message to create a movement that inspires you, the listeners, to be proactive and intentional with discovering who you are so you can become the best version of yourself while implementing your faith to share your ideas and dreams with the world. This podcast is designed to help you discover who you are and recognize your true worth, your value, and your significance in the world. We want to promote living a life with meaning and purpose for the glory of God and following through on the ideas and passions He has placed in your hearts and minds. I am sure the dreams, ideas, and passions that you have thought about often, God is giving you a glimpse of what you can achieve. You already have what it takes. Now you just have to unleash that potential on the inside and make it happen. Each of you has God-given talents and ability to create businesses, be successful community leaders, achieve leadership positions in the marketplace, inspire and encourage others. Hey, you might also be a good cook. So you might be baking goods. Yes, I said baked goods. Now put that oven to work and start baking. And next thing you know, you'll have your own little franchise. Anything is possible. You are destined to be an extraordinary person. Allow Why Not You to help you extract the ideas you have and the passions and desires that are waiting to be unleashed so the world can be blessed by what you have to share. All I want is for you to succeed in life, but foremost, for you to find your passion and pursue it with intentionality. Push yourself beyond your wildest dreams and allow your visions to dictate your association, your focus, what you read, how you spend your time. I know you will be successful if you are disciplined, have faith, focus with intentionality, have self-control, reflect by being self-aware and authentic, consistent, and by connecting with others. Each episode will be either a topic, interview, or Q&A format between 30 minutes to an hour on a weekly basis. I will be talking with featured guests about leadership principles and topics that have been incorporated into their daily lives that has given them the ability to operate and be successful at a high level. We will be discussing topics such as taking action, having faith, being intentional, self-discovery, purpose, perseverance, you name it. These guests will also share their pitfalls and how they overcame them, why personal growth is necessary for them to execute at a high level, and how it helped them create habits and disciplines that has kept them aligned with their purpose and their mission. You will hear a common theme among them all, not allowing failure or fear to dissuade them from pursuing their ideas and dreams. So what I need from you all is to take action, have faith in yourself, identify what you're good at, write down your passions while surrounding yourself with people in an affirming atmosphere to achieve what you were created for. I can't wait. I'm fired up about the transformation that's going to be taking place, and I know your life will begin to transform and will never be the same. I care about your success in life in all areas. Why not you become the best version of you? Let's go, y'all.